texted me and told me Monday or Tuesday, and they were like, you're telling your story this Sunday, and it needs to be, like, inspirational and uplifting and vision-driven. And I was like, oh, wow, great. So usually when I get up here to speak, God has already dropped something into my heart, and then I ask to speak. Obviously, that's going to have to change at some point, because I'll probably most likely be speaking a little bit more often, I assume. It does go with co-pastoring, right? So, I can't find it. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Where's Proverbs? I lost it. I know, right? Can you just put it up there? All right. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, trust the Lord with all your heart and don't depend on your own understanding. Remember the Lord in all you do and he will give you success. So I'm supposed to tell my story, which, you know, you kind of think, where should I start? Or where should I end all the things? So, and my dad said I should have 3 points. That's questionable. But here goes. Everyone keeps saying, oh, you and Eric are going to have such huge shoes to fill and so on and so forth. And I'm like, you know, like that in essence is a really awesome compliment to my parents. But at the same time, it makes you, as a person coming in, a little fearful, you know? Like, so I decided that I'm going to fill my own shoes, which are also very large. So I have the biggest shoes. I think my shoes might be bigger than my dad's. No, anyways. So I just want to start with that, the Proverbs. And I'm just kind of going to go through a little bit about maybe a little of my self-history. So not everyone's known me since I was a little girl. Some of you have and some of you haven't. So I'm going to just kind of go through that and see where it goes from there, because unfortunately, God didn't drop anything quite yet. I have notes. But anyways, so when I was little, I always really felt a calling on my life. I felt like I was going to be a missionary to the Philippines or a missionary to this, that, or the next thing. My dad reminded me the other day that I used to try to get people saved all the time. I was in the pool, in Okoboji on vacation, getting kids saved. And I remember, 8 years old, multiple times, like, trying to get my grandpa to stop smoking and drinking, and in not such nice ways. There's that. That's just always been on my heart. When I graduated from high school, I did go to Rhema for a little while, and I kind of got a little bit confused and came home. And then I actually got engaged. That didn't work out. And then I God told me to go and do a missions organization called Teen Mania. It was kind of a way to get out of a bad situation, but I really feel like God wanted me to go. So I went to Teen Mania, and I was an intern there for a year. It wasn't really that pleasant. I did not enjoy it. I did a lot of cool things while I was there. I climbed Pikes Peak. I went on three mission trips while I was there. That was awesome. But, you know, it was hard, you know, of course. Well, life is hard, right? And then I ended up going back to Rhema after that, because I knew that God wanted me to finish what I'd started. And so I went back to Rhema, and I graduated, played a little college basketball there. We actually won the Christian College Basketball Association, national championship. I tore my ACL. Tore my ACL twice in 2 months. Mind you, that's a knee thing. And then I ended up coming home again. I told my parents that I was going to be there luggage carriers. Like, they were, let me come home. Please let me come home because I'm going to do whatever I can do to help you guys out. And I didn't really do that so much for about 3-4 years. I kind of got a little crazy for a hot second. I mean, everyone's gone through their moments. And then I ended up meeting Mark, having Mariposa, getting married. That's not really the right order, but I had Mariposa. I'm like, wait. My parents asked me to become the children's minister. At that time, we had a bus ministry. So I was actually the children's minister for, I think, 5 years. Was it 5 years? So I was a children's minister here for about 5 years, and then we ended up getting rid of the buses. So Christy tried to say I got fired, but my job was eliminated, okay? So that's different. So I did that, and then I've just been here in the congregation. And a few years ago, I really felt like God wanted me to, like, push up from underneath. And I think that's probably where it really began. I mean, I've always known that I was called. There was no way about that, way about getting away from that. You can't really get away from that. And I decided that I needed to do whatever it is that I could do to help my parents do what they needed to do, because they're getting tired, and it's a lot of emotional work. More than work, it's very emotionally draining. So I did my best for the last, 2-3 years to do that. I don't say I did it right all the time, but I did do my best to do that. So in all that, I've basically been training for this my entire life. I've seen lots of bad things happen and lots of good things happen. The thing that I really try to, in my daily life, I really try to listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit tells me to go pull weeds for some random person or a business. I've been pulling weeds for scooters. Random. Maybe the Holy Spirit didn't tell me to do that, but you pay for somebody's coffee, give random people money at Wendy's because I had this feeling that I should give them money. A few years ago, God told me that I needed to help somebody, and that person was mean to me at the time. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So I just decided to start helping that person. And like 6 years down the line, she's my best friend. It's Kaylee, which most of you guys know Kaylee, but we worked together and she was mean. She knows that she was mean. But I've just been trying to listen to the Lord on a daily basis and just to keep my eyes and my heart open to anything that I can do to help love on people on a daily basis. We were at a minister's conference that my parents just talked about on Thursday, and I didn't know what the minister's conference was called until we were on our way there, and I had opened up an email that I had just received about the schedule for that day. And it was called Shift. And I don't know if anybody remembers. It was probably 6 months ago that I was like, I feel like I have a word from the Lord that there's going to be a major shift in our lives, in my life, and maybe everybody's life. And interestingly enough, I could say that I'm a little bit leery sometimes of trusting things or trusting people. And so we're gonna go into kind of an umbrella with it's not going to be called TMAI anymore, but it's going to be called New Wells, and people that I know, but, you know, I'm not, like, in, like, really deep relationship with. And they named their thing Shift. And I was like, okay, God, yep, I'm in, you know. I mean, I was already in, but I was like, okay, this is the way we're going. And I was like, it was a word to me that, like, I know I hear God, but I really know I hear God. I mean, I do hear God, and I think that it's such a gift, and it's sometimes an overwhelming gift, and it's also sometimes a gift that you can take for granted because, like, oh my gosh, I'm a hot mess. For instance, like, my nose is red. Oh my gosh. Hey. Oh, okay, this is going to be attractive. Where was I? But I was joking around with Sheila the other day because I said, I'm probably going to have to stop just waiting for the Holy Spirit to just drop things, and I should probably start studying a little more, like reading my Bible a little more. She's like, yeah, that's probably a good idea. So I know that I was born to do this. Dan Barry said at the meeting on Thursday, this isn't something we're going to do. Eric and I can't, I mean, we can do this, but this isn't something that we're going to do. This is something that we are. And, you know, no matter how hard you try to not be it, I'm not it, not me. I think Moses, he was like, God, can you pick somebody else? I don't speak very well. It's not me. I'm not the man. And God's like, sorry, but you are. So I think Galatians 1:15. See if I can find this one. Oh, my gravy. Okay. I was going to read a little bit more, but okay, so Paul. This is Paul. I'm right? I get the names wrong all the time. Paul is... He, my mom's like, oh, Lord Jesus, help her. Okay, so Paul is, he got saved, right? He was killing Christians. He was a bad guy, right? He was a terrible, terrible human. He was doing all the wrong things. And he got saved, and he's talking to probably the Church of Galatians. And he says, that's 15, oh my gosh, I can't see. But God had special plans for me and set me apart for his work. Even before I was born, he called me through his grace. And you just can't outrun God's calling on your life. You can do a lot of things to try to break it. And I can't say I haven't tried, but you just say yes. And I said yes a few years back to do anything I could do to help this body. I love you guys more than anything. I want the best for you in everything that you do. And you guys are family, and I want to do the best of pushing you guys up and helping you to become the people that God is asking you to be. I've always said that the miracle is in the house. And here we are. So I was going to ask if anybody had any questions, because I don't know what time it is, but do we have a little time? It was 6 minutes. Yeah, okay. Or maybe, don't you have another mic? Or no? Or didn't you have another one or no? Also, that we've decided that my crying is a gift and not a curse. So we're just going to have to go with it on a daily basis. Just be one with it. All right. Anyone have one? I can't see. Can I get down, or are you not going to see me anymore? Oh, Sheena has a comment. Oh my gosh, my nose is terrible.
I wasn't sure I was going to make it.
Good thing you're not wearing a skirt.
Well, I love Eric. I love Jenny. Love our congregation, our church family. Autumn Rosenbaum once said, and I can't get out of my heart or mind since that day. It was probably 7-8 years ago, that why do we have to put church at the end of our name? We're Agape Christian Family. And that is just so true. I think about that all the time. And Galatians 1:24, if you continue on where Jenny was reading about Paul, he continues to say how God worked in his life, and then he says that he went and talked to the Gentiles, and that he was born to give the gospel to them. And then verse 24 says, and they glorified God in me. And so it's just exciting to see that now our family is having another shift, and we get to push up from underneath of Jenny. So it's our duty to glorify God and push up from underneath Eric and Jenny. So that it's just a real culmination at the end of that chapter there where it says, and they glorify God in me. So congratulations.
Anyone else? Nobody has any questions at all? I can't see anymore. My glasses are fogging up. You can put the picture of the up guy again. Maybe that. Do you have a question, Davide? Oh, I can't see. I seriously can't see anymore. Help me.
Okay. Well, and I've known Jenny since before you went to Rhema, so I've watched her grow up all of her life. I worked under her for 12 years under, not all of that, but Traction Action I did for 12 years, and it was, you know, it was such an awesome to see how the kids that we ministered to changed us. They changed, and, you know, Diasha will be forever on my heart. She changed me the most, but anyway, and then I got the opportunity to, you know, minister to the kids here for like 37 years. And so, I mean, I know your heart has been for the kids. And so it's just awesome to see how you've grown and changed and learned from all those little people and even us big ones that, you know, so I just want God to bless you.
I'm really excited. I just, as God unfolds all this to us, it's like we see a step at a time, but yet I also see further down that it's just a picture of unity. And, you know, God's the one that's at the helm for this whole body. And so, yes, our leadership is changing, but our real leader, the one who's at the helm, God, is still the one that's going to be in the lead. That's right. So, being that this is a Spirit-led church, the Spirit's the same, and I'm just really excited. I have so much peace inside of me about, like, how this is going to turn out and how the transition is going to go and how Jenny and I are going to be pastoring and how different people within the congregation are going to be stepping up and helping, and I can't describe the excitement. It's almost like, you know, the night before Christmas when you're a kid, and you kind of got that, like, just that giddiness inside. So that's what I'm feeling. So I can't wait to see what God does.
I agree. I people are like, oh, how's it going to look? And oh, my gosh. And you know, like, people are, you know, the planning people. And thank the Lord Jesus I'm not one of those, because I'm like, this is going to be great. We're going to be awesome. It's going to be fine. And like, yeah. And everyone's like,
Yeah, it's very easy to get caught up in the details and ask real specific questions right now. And we just got to trust that God's going to lay all that out for us. It's all going to fall into place. And he's going to.
I have no doubts. No me doubts.
Me either.
Got it. Oh, Lord. Chain prayer?
I'll start. How's that? All right. All right. Father God, we just thank you so much for what you're doing here, for the work that you have planned, for what you've put into all of our lives, Lord. We just thank you for what is coming, and we're just honored to be part of that. Lord, I thank you for this family and the love that's here, your love that shines through all of us. It's just amazing, and I just thank you so much.
We just thank you, Lord, for everyone in this family. My really hope is that people can start rising up in their giftings and listen to the calling that they have on their lives. I don't care if you're 95 or 10. God has a calling on everyone's life. He made you the way that he thought it all out. It's all he thought about all of your weird quirks and everything about you that you might think, oh, this is a bad thing about me. God put that inside of you for a reason. And I just want everyone to like realize that God has gifted you with such wonderful things. And we just thank you, Lord, for your provisions and for us to go out this week and show people the Jesus in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Don't forget to put your chairs away. Don't forget to put your money in the buckets. All your money in the buckets. We take checks, PayPal.